Your hair.
Y'all should go ahead and just bone and get over it. Miss y'all.
Stress me out, bro.
Oh my God,
you be stressing me out.
Don't let nobody stress me out. That's not gonna
she be stressing me out.
Pull the stress out of my ass, you know.
So much to happen, entanglements, all kind of stuff.
I know.
I love it.
Entanglement with chaos. August.
They can't, you know, cooch.
Y'all gonna stop thinking girl. Chaos and order is the same thing because they are not.
An entanglement with August. Entanglement.
Chaos.
What's going on? Folks getting shot in the foot.
Oh man.
I would shoot somebody in the foot too if they was like 100 feet taller than me.
She was walking away.
Oh,
I'm saying she was
he wasn't no real bodyguard because he was in the backseat cussing her ass out too.
It don't even matter though, bro.
It does. Your bodyguard's not supposed to be on a personal level with you.
You shooting a woman in the foot, bro.
Your bodyguard shouldn't even be on a personal level with you.
She's an undercover.
That's your bodyguard. That's not your nigga.
You ain't gonna shoot in the foot. What the fuck was that supposed to do?
It stopped her.
He didn't know how to shoot.
She was whooping his ass, and he stopped her.
She said she wasn't.
She said
she was not hitting him.
She hit him. Look at Megan Thee Stallion. First of all, when you catch her on her lives and stuff, how drunk she be in house, she's aggressive.
I just see some big ass women.
You and Megan Thee Stallion are the same dimensions. You know that, right?
No, we're not.
She's only thing is she's got like 4 inches on you.
She got like 4 feet.
No, she's only 5'11".
I'm only 5'4".
Everybody got an auntie that's like 400 pounds and a husband like 120 pounds.
I think the real thing is that
he shot that girl.
Yeah, he shot her.
The real issue is he's 5'2". That's the real issue. He's 5'2", 120 pounds.
But the real issue is that she got shot, the one who turned around to still protect him.
Would you ride? Yeah.
The issue. Yeah.
Would you ride a nigga who's 5'2"? He had that.
He got that
Pringle.
She
cane.
Might not be in it for the dick. She
I'm
might be in it for
you.
The tongue.
I'm asking
He's
you.
The
5'2", 5'2", 120 pounds, but he got a 9-inch Pringle can. What'd you do?
Hey, I'm not starting this show off talking about nobody's Pringle can tonight.
I just added no.
Hey, man. What's up? Welcome back, man. Hey, we have been recording. We started recording right at the right time, too. Perfect time. Man, how the hell are y'all doing?
I'm back and I'm fat.
I seen you on the punching bag, man.
Fuck that punching bag. Fuck all work. The motivation be coming in like spikes and shit. You know, I watch a Mike Tyson video every now and then and be like, let me go outside, hit the punching bag. And then, you know, American Deli, 60 wings later, I'll be like, man, fuck that punching bag.
You know, I had a bad week and a half. I've actually been slimming down quite a bit. And I, you know, walked this neighborhood, the hills.
Are you still fishing?
I just went Sunday.
Did you?
Yes. Yeah. Did you go?
Not from your places, but I went out to Ackworth. It was hot and went no fish out there.
So that's the thing. So that's the thing about fishing. The thing about Georgia too, and people talk about Georgia a lot. There's not a lot of spots where you just
flow.
Yeah, I heard Florida and Louisiana. Yeah, I heard Florida and Louisiana. Like, cause the place I went Sunday last time I went there, I had a bucket full of bream. You know what I mean? This time today, they just wasn't biting. But like you
that's
said,
okay.
Eddie,
fish is not about fishing.
I mean, it's chilling, bro.
Yeah.
You know what somebody told me? They said when they take those little remote control boats and stuff, and they drive them across the water, I guess it disturbs the fish. It rattles them up.
Yeah.
And so they'll come.
You ain't got no boats around here.
Go buy a remote control boat.
No.
A remote
control. That's next level. Well, that is a good idea.
Yeah.
That's
next
level
fishing
shit.
Georgia fish is too hot. They all the way at the bottom.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why you gotta go in the morning.
No.
With a nice wake and bake. Nice wake and bake. You go out to the middle of the mother of Lake Oconee. That was cool.
Yeah, that's where Rock be going.
But you got to go to the middle of that sun, bitch.
Yeah.
So you can smoke and nobody can like fuck with you about it.
Man, you know he took me out on Memorial Day to what? We went to Altoona.
Altoona's cool.
On the boat. Man, he took me out on that boat.
Man.
Oh my God.
That's
why I hadn't been fishing in a while, because I said I'd never want to go fishing unless I'm on a boat again.
If you're on that boat, man, and you in the middle of that.
And he let me drive, too.
Man.
You driving boats now?
Man, he had the oldies plan. I'm... Shay, that is not what we're talking about. No. But obviously, you can see that we are back. Welcome to, what is it, season two? Did we just take some time? Season two.
Everything was BC.
Yeah, BC. This is before AD.
This is AD.
Seriously, Out of Pocket Podcast. After
the dumbasses.
We back, bitch.
Man. I missed y'all.
Man.
How long?
What you mean? How long you think we're going to be back?
Since Trump gonna be the president for the next 4 years, we might not shut down again because he said he ain't paying nobody for that shutdown.
No, I just seen today that he basically. So you heard about the tests slowing down, right? Basically.
Oh my God, did you see his interview when he said that?
Yeah, like
he said that is messing up his campaign.
His campaign
that he asked them to please just stop testing. Just one moment.
Yeah,
that nigga is wild.
Y'all didn't test for Brock's ass. Y'all tested for me. Y'all didn't test for H1N1.
He said it is messing up his campaigning.
He's wilding. He's
being very blatantly clear about what he's trying to do.
You know, and I keep coming back to this point.
He's like, I don't want any.
If Obama did,
stop already.
But if Obama did half the shit that right. Trump did, it wouldn't even. If we would, right. Black folks would be praising him. You know
what happened to all the people who didn't want to vote?
Not only do I not want you to mail in ballots because I don't trust it, even though it's been happening since.
I'm gonna take your mail cans.
I'm gonna take the sorting machines and everything else.
But why do we give a fuck about voting?
Before we get into all of that, hold on. Before we get into all that, I do have a list. I did meal prep today.
You know you have to do.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, I just kind of put it together because I really didn't get too many topics because I figured we've been gone so long that we could spend. I got an icebreaker for you. I didn't send y'all this?
No.
Oh, yes, I did. That's what I meant to be the icebreaker. Ta-da! Your favorite 90s.
Okay.
Theme song.
Who you got?
I got Living Single.
Hold on. Let me throw the options out there.
That's so black.
Yeah.
That's a very black answer.
We got Kenan and Kale. I don't even remember that one.
Man, that didn't have a
Martin, Moesha. My daughter is actually in there watching Moesha now. Ever since it came on Netflix.
I didn't watch every episode.
That's one of the good things that happened through COVID.
Bounce, baby.
Like, black people are now proud to be black. Because we now realize the shit that we did.
Why wasn't In Living Color not listed?
I don't know. But Sister. Sister Sister was a dope.
I like Sister Sister.
Different World, Wayne's Brother, Fresh Prince, Living Single, and Family Matters.
Don't nobody even know the Wayne Brothers theme song.
We're brothers.
Hell yeah,
we're happy and we're singing and we're colors.
I'm saying they were patting that phone.
I had to think about it though.
Give me a high.
I didn't think about that. That one stuck in the brain.
Off top, Family Matters can jump off the side of the Chattahoochee
Bridge. Damn, why? Those are some dope lyrics. It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on a newspaper page. Love and condition is the grand design. Some people say it's even harder.
Every single intro that has a white person singing it automatically gets axed.
Oh, that's fucking racist.
Y'all could have put Golden Girls on there.
I ran into Darius McCray at a gas station.
Oh, Superhead's ex-husband?
Yeah. He's a cool dude, man. I like him.
I wonder if he would agree that she gives Superhead.
Hell yeah.
Do you think he experienced it?
But I heard he had a stigma on him too that I don't want to care to get into.
He married her.
Yeah.
But I think he married her as something to do.
Okay, back to this list. Back to this list. Oh, even though Brandy is my baby mama, she is, man. That was my high school crush.
I can see that. You grew up with her.
And you know what? Yeah. You amped her CD up, too, because I did not like her CD.
No, I'm not saying
like
B7 was the best. I like certain songs, but that's not my favorite CD.
Yeah.
It's not, but the vocals on it.
It's not
her.
It is.
It's not.
I listened to it and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I like that borderline.
That
song.
Produce it, the music and
I couldn't do it.
Other people who want to hear raw talent.
It's not her best
work. We don't want all that double stuff and
I loved it,
Mike's
man.
Doing all
no,
because
when I seen you amp it up, I was like, oh shit, she got a new CD. Let me go
listen
to it.
I like it though. But
I like two songs on there and I turned it off. I didn't even download
Brandy
it.
Brandy came at a time where, man.
The problem is Monica had. So you know how Monica
is just as bad.
The way that she did.
Mm-hmm.
Sex appeal. She's a good performer.
Uh-huh.
She is.
She can dance.
She
good
can.
Good performer. And she had the best songs written or whatever for her.
But Janet, you can understand what she was saying half time.
Right, but she still went big.
But you were stuck on her looks.
She was her talent. Package. She was a, you know, a brand in itself, kind of, or whatever you want to call
and
it.
And then look, then hers too is like Toni Braxton and them, where they came
Toni
from.
Yeah, Toni cannot sing, bro.
Yeah.
All right, she got an album
Mary
on Friday.
Sing.
She does.
Mary J. Blige can sing.
Hold up.
Mary J.
She's in. She
hold
improved.
Up. Don't do Mary.
Hold on. Mary.
Don't do Mary.
Mary can't sing.
She don't improved. Do Mary.
A lot of her songs, she don't need to sing anyway.
She improved. Now, when she first came out, when she had that lifestyle, when she was doing the drugs and the smoking.
You got the Tamias of the world that didn't have to improve, baby.
So,
Tamias.
You got to. It's just that Monica has had people pushing her, writing for her, producing the right kind of songs. And some people, Ashanti can't sing, but she gave us what we needed, and we be bopping her shit on.
Okay, so would you pay $300 to go to a Mary J. Blige concert?
I ain't paying $300 to nobody's concert.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The only person who's borderline might be Beyonce, but I ain't paying that for no nosebleed seat, so I probably won't be going to her.
Nah, I would definitely pay that to go see her.
Okay. Can we define can't sing? We're supposed to start somewhere totally.
Jocelyn Hernandez.
Okay.
Well, she doesn't have to, but she doesn't have to.
She can't sing.
It's certain R&B singers that don't have to sing.
People keep associating, oh, they were a big artist, or they did really well, or they made a lot of money, or they were very famous with their actual vocal talents.
So Mariah Carey.
Mariah can sing. She just kind of fell off.
She has
little,
range.
You know?
I don't think she can sing. I definitely do think she has range.
So
I agree
to me,
with that.
When you can sing,
she can hit a couple notes.
You got church voices. You got other type of voices, and then you have voices that have so much range and so much flexibility. They can sing just about any genre of music you can think of.
That ain't
from
Mariah
a church
Carey.
Song to opera to.
Yeah.
That ain't Mariah Carey. That's like Fantasia, but when Fantasia can sing to me, but
no,
she's a church girl.
Fantasia can sing. Okay, she's sang. She can't even help it. She's just going to full sang mode.
Yeah,
which is why people compare like J-Hud and Fantasia, and even though they both get up there and start yelling and screaming,
Fantasia still got it though.
They still like
over
her scream together. I need you to be able to calm down and sing at the Grammys a nice little Disney song too.
Is that why they never invited Fantasia to? We don't need you kicking your shoes off.
If it ain't no yelling aloud, she ain't coming.
Hey, okay, so switching the gears. We were supposed to get into that later, but we got a new logo. Y'all clap it up, give it up.
I didn't know we were doing that.
I sent the email. You don't read text messages.
No, he does not.
Man, listen.
On top of the new logo.
47 unread ones, actually.
On top of the new logo, even though y'all wasn't here at the beginning, on the 21st was the 1-year anniversary of this podcast.
Okay.
So,
started
it.
Okay.
Absolutely. Quote of the day. You know, I usually start with a quote of the day.
Don't mess it
don't
up.
Don't stop.
I'm not.
Get it.
Close. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Oh, we go that. We knew you wasn't going to mess that one.
Sugar free.
Right.
All right. So, I want to get into you guys and what you guys have been going through, what you guys have been up to during. And I want to start with Champagne because she was the most recent.
Right, for our season finale.
Well, lately she...
No, that's what I want to get into right there.
Finale, so...
Oh, my God.
Lately, she went full superstar on Instagram.
I don't know.
You see how many likes that song bitch got.
Christina
hold on.
Beach
what's your name on goddamn? I just seen Thickness, and I ain't even look at your name.
Only one _ Natasha.
Oh, okay. All right, that's
I talked to you when you were in... Florida too.
Yes.
OnlyFans.
You joined my live.
Natasha.
Natasha, you from around Detroit, right?
293
Champagne.
Champagne. You're from Detroit, right? See that pictures. You from around Detroit,
and
right?
See, you know niggas is thirsty because she got 293 on the yams picture, right? But the classy one was she was lime green with black hiding that thing. She only got 184.
So look. Won't you ask me, being you that you're from Detroit, won't you ask me what I thought about those pictures?
Titties.
Ask me.
Ass.
Ask me.
What did you think about it?
Showing the public
it's so hard in the day. My homegirl sent me that video today. Oh, my gosh. No, you look very stunning, Champagne.
Thank you. You can use my name. Forget what Shay over here talking about.
I'm going to use aliases on the show.
I'm not going to use your name, but I'm sure going to use these pictures later.
You know what? That comes with a fee.
Whoa. Are you starting on OnlyFans or not?
I know. Look, I've had...
Have you thought about it?
No, I have not, but I've had some requests. that I need to start an OnlyFans page. I'm
just saying.
I might have to take that up.
Yam Tabulous or...
Yam Tabulous.
Or Duncan Hines.
You watch
or,
a lot of Big John, huh? Right.
I've been calling them yams before then because, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But this was nice, yo. This was nice.
And
don't let nobody tell you nothing is wrong. I like the dimples.
And
I put like wine in all the little dimples. Like a thousand lakes.
You do have to go home tonight, sir.
I'll be fine.
No, we're going to get into that.
Yeah, let's get into that, too.
You're working on a master.
I am.
Tell me about that.
I am.
Educated
so.
And X-rated. Okay.
In that order, honey. Yes, I am working on my master's. Class started this week. Master's in social work.
Congratulations. Yeah. How long is it going to take you?
2 years.
2 years. You ready for it?
I don't have a choice at this point.
Okay.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's pretty dope. I think that's pretty dope.
I'm definitely with that.
All right. Moving on. Eddie is selling draws and going through phones. Can you please explain yourself?
I am. I'm selling draws and going through phones?
I went through everybody's Instagram page today.
We need to block you.
Ain't nothing on mine. Ain't nothing but place of food in my dog and some
I know. Yours is the hardest. That's why you laugh. Wait, what?
What? What is a head on it.
Your fish had a head on it.
Oh. Yes, it did. Oh, hell yeah.
No.
You don't gotta eat it.
I don't got time to be sitting here looking at no fried eyeballs or sauteed eyeballs.
Man, when I went to Costa Rica, that was the best red Escovitch snapper I ever had.
No.
Put that thing right on the plate for
Eddie, what's going on with you, man?
Man, cuz, it's like.
Is it still a happy home over there?
Man, it's happy. Yeah, we minus one now.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, we had to get an exit papers, man.
Why? Wait, I want to know why.
COVID. That shit.
She had COVID.
COVID? No, hell no. I don't know. She might have. We don't know. She
boy,
this was because of the
tight
quarters.
So she got kicked out of her home because of COVID.
No, man, she got kicked out of her home because COVID put niggas together in a house that for a long period of time, and after a while, you be on some. All right, bitch. I ain't got to take all that shit. You gonna stop with this coughing shit? It was just stressful, man. And I don't do stress.
Wait, so she wasn't tripping? She was just like coughing?
No. She was tripping.
Okay.
That was she a joke. Was coughing. Like, her cough pissed me off.
And you gave her the boot?
Man.
Okay.
I feel like we're missing.
These niggas ain't loyal.
I'm missing something.
I feel like we're missing. No,
we're missing a lot.
Get on my nerves. Your ass get swerved.
So you didn't give her no vitamin C?
Last time we talked about this, it was just so deep that if it didn't work with one, none of them would be together.
Yeah, well, the only thing he said was that she would only get kicked out if the wife said she had to go.
So you said she aggravated you. Did she aggravate the wife?
You aggravated the wife, you aggravated me because I got to hear that shit.
Wow. So do y'all mean y'all talk to her?
Mm-mm. She started dating one of my homeboys.
Oh. So she back straight.
Something.
I mean, you know, she's happy now, I guess. I don't know the fuck going on over there. I don't care, hell.
But the kids.
We cool. They still I'm not gonna be no dicks and no kids. Okay. That's not gonna happen.
Wait, right. She had kids?
Yeah, she got two boys.
So you still daddy or no?
I'm still Eddie. I ain't never been daddy. I've always been Eddie, but they always know Eddie got your back.
Wow. Okay. So who's selling the Snickers underwear over there?
Man, we out here selling. So look, man, you know, I see everybody that I hopped on the swag too. I hate that shit. We got these booty shorts for sale, of course, called Stankin' Booty Shorts. Man, really.
That's what they call?
Yeah,
they
call Stankin'. I thought you were gonna get a pair with all that ass, goddamn.
Go ahead and plug your shit.
Ass in that motherfucker.
I mean, I could have got you some sales.
Man, talk about that.
Stankin' booty shorts, plug it.
You know what I'm saying? Stankin' booty shorts, man, if y'all need them, it's pretty much the ones with Aquafina, you know what I'm saying? Snickers, take a
the
bite.
Reese, you got the Reese ones?
Yeah, you got the Reese's one.
Classic West Side
one.
Atlanta rap for a Caprice.
Backwoods. Yeah, I got all that. COVID-19 really been a. If you a hustler, this was your time, honestly.
Yes, it was.
So I sell pussy peanuts, powder. I don't give a fuck what it is, nigga. It can go. It can go. I'll sell my wife's golden hoo ha if it give me what I need, goddamn. But that's a steep price because I had to pay $150,000 for the motherfucker. So you're going to have to at least come with 200 something. But now the pussy's better.
All right, so let me ask you this. Is there any plans on refilling that empty roster spot?
Yeah, I mean, we always take an application.
Are there any prospects? You know
he gonna fill it.
Any prospects? Not right now, man. You know, we done had to revamp the whole, like, kid situation, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, mental stability.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Your money, you know what I'm saying? Whoop-de-whoop. It's got to be... The last one made it hard for the next one. Put it like that. Just like in any relationship, the last one made it hard for the next one. So,
but I mean, you're looking for somebody to fill those shoes, or you want more?
Nah, we it's more of a mentality. So
you know what you won't put up with.
The vetting process is going to be a little thicker this time. Yo, it's not just going to be, man, that was great what you did with your mouth. This time it's going to be.
With that brain, though.
What that? Well, I know well, what your brain was not.
Do your brain work?
How long was that nice little package going on? How long were you?
We did it for. We did it in house for almost a year. So like
but
7 months.
You know, but you knew her, right? She was a homegirl before, right?
She was a homegirl before. Way longer than that.
You know so you're not even cool no more now, though.
Oh man, I'm always cool with everybody. I'm not going. Mm-hmm. I'm not no asshole.
Yeah.
I just.
You're not.
How was the exit? Was it drama?
Of course.
Did y'all have sex before she exited?
I did, goddamn.
Let me do it one more time before you go.
Right.
One
time for the one time.
Yeah, I had to.
Now bang, bang, bang.
Because I knew it might not ever happen again. So.
Wow.
I wish I knew the moments.
Well, the moments you
I don't be knowing the moments when it ain't gonna never happen again.
Oh no, I always felt like it never.
Well, you're so incognito. I got the right questions for you.
Oh, boy. I always fuck like it's the last time. I always fuck like it's the last. I make it my business to like if this is the last
if
night
I knew
I'm
it was
ever
the last time
in.
That last time.
I do myself.
Probably still wouldn't have fucked again.
I do my best to always outdo myself. Always. And if I hit you more than 3 times, we go together.
Oh, no.
Wow. All right, so.
wow, man.
Shay, who are you over there hiding?
My life is boring. I don't do anything but eat, sleep, make shirts, and play with my dogs.
Play with it. That's what they call me now.
Hold on, let me come fix it. Go ahead, keep talking.
You heard me?
Your dog. That's what we call him now.
Pepe.
His name is
Pepe. Pepe.
That's not his name.
That's what I just said. What you said?
Pep. Hey.
Okay,
but where are you hiding the female?
I mean, you know, I ain't really hiding nobody.
Well,
I'm just out here.
Who she is when she get her hair done tomorrow.
So what happened to the last one? She was cute.
Oh, nah. She
was crazy.
I ain't taught her since April, bro.
She's cute.
See, COVID
I mean, you know,
that.
The cute ones come and go. You know what I'm saying? Cute is not enough of a standard anymore.
It's enough for her.
No, it's not. You gotta be a grown ass woman.
Did she take all her painting stuff that was at the house?
It's still there. Would you like to come paint with
me?
Yeah,
I wanna do a painting.
She's not coming at you. Wait. Okay.
Hey man, y'all gonna go ahead and knock that thing down, man. Y'all gonna go ahead and knock that thing down.
So no plans on her coming to pick her stuff up?
What stuff?
Her paintings.
Nope. It's still in the corner.
What happened? Do you care to
after
divulge?
Like 10 days, bro. 2 weeks, no call, no show.
It's property.
All a loss. You know what I mean?
Well, you do know in Georgia, if she leaves an item there, she lives there, you have to evict her.
I have the receipt, so.
Wow.
I don't know anything about that. All I do know is that usually around the fall is when it's a influx of interest.
Okay.
And usually I don't know why during the summertime I'm usually like single and just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
But when like October, November hit, because all right, you know, I have a few people
prospects
that I converse with, you know.
Uh-huh.
Converse.
But yeah, I ain't worried about it.
Champagne, what about you? Has
Let
me see the finger. Hold on, let me see the finger to make sure you got no tan on
right,
it.
Right, because I had to put up a status the other day.
It's in the closet.
Okay.
It's in the closet, waiting to be made into some earrings. But
I wish other people would do that.
I am single.
So what the fuck happened?
He wasn't at the last episode.
You need to go ahead.
Oh, you need to go back and re-listen. Bro.
Champagne spills the bubbles.
Yes, go back and listen to that show.
He was wilding.
Okay, give me a song. I could
have told you. But hold on. No. But hold on. And that's exactly what I'm getting ready to say. Because everything you asking is everything you said the first time we had a conversation.
Oh, what's
it is.
Oh,
yeah.
I could have told you that shit was going to ride. Nigga. No.
But no. So I am taking applications. Niggas of all time.
She talking about she taking applications.
Yes, I'm taking applications.
But she
got 293 niggas on deck.
Whoa.
We gotta fill a spot.
We got a proposition going on here.
If she comes over, I'll cook. She just gotta let me eat it off of.
Oh, that's not a bad trade off.
I mean, it's not
the worst trade off I've ever heard in my life. So
we can make it happen, okay?
But y'all got to keep it cordial afterwards.
We do be cordial.
I don't have those problems. It can't be.
Two people say that shit.
She just can't cook no fish with no head on it.
As long as head is involved in that evening, it's okay.
What if she gets?
I'll take it off the fish.
I was gonna say something about fish and head, but it's gonna be different. So
no problem.
An entanglement.
We'll work out the details.
Wow. Okay, so
we'll talk about the details.
Whatever.
I was gonna ask Anike.
But no, no, we can get to you now, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it was some things we talked about with you.
We did.
You weren't gonna tell me you moved me. I could have helped you. This was hard. I know this.
No,
was hard.
I paid. I didn't want to move.
You wanted them niggas, huh?
No. So I'm gonna tell you.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Eddie,
why do you pay?
Because I spent so many years moving other people. Man. And when I was married and we moved, I usually have to do it by myself. Man. And I'm said this time, no.
Bruh.
It's working. I've never moved myself.
Yeah.
I have
too many times.
I moved myself over countries.
Probably
and
the
that
past
shit is
five
fucking
or so years.
Retarded, bro.
I just pay somebody to pack up the truck, pay somebody to unload the truck.
Nah. Yeah, I do
that's
everything.
$300.
But even with me doing that, I'll start moving stuff before then. Just like with my couches and all that, I'm not doing that stuff no more. I'm over all of that. Mm-hmm. I've done it too much. But me, yeah. So, the reason why we've been taking this hiatus, y'all know I'm in a different situation now, so just trying to get acclimated to that. I got a 14-year-old in there who drives me crazy half the time. Love her, but, we're just kind of making some adjustments. I actually went to counseling and saw a therapist.
That's good.
That's actually really good, though.
Nah, yeah, because, just me having this responsibility full on now. And when I was just less used to just being not necessarily inconsistent, but I wasn't in the house, so I wasn't always having to keep my eyes on things and, just dealing with some stuff.
14-year-old.
Yeah, and then my 19-year-old is here too, so just dealing with some stuff from when I was 19 is kind of coming full circle now. And so I had some unresolved issues with a parent that I needed to... Y'all enjoying the Ring camera over there?
Yeah, I was like,
You was a sneaky child because you seen it, huh?
Oh, I spotted it since I walked in the door.
No, how about the day I brought it home? I leave, I come back, I check it.
You should have got the black one.
Hold on, and the books is in front of it. This little heifer that came in the house, and I think her brother told her. And see, that's the type of stuff I got
to
worry about.
That's why you need to make it very blatant.
No, I'm going to put it back up on the top, too. Yeah.
In the corners.
Damn, man.
There's two doors in this house that I need to get. That one and the one going to the basement.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a door to your basement?
Yeah.
Bad move. You gotta cement that motherfucker.
Well, the studio's downstairs, so.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, been on the couch. That really helped. Like I said, I had some issues with a parent that I had to address, and I'm glad I did that because that really helped me. Just kind of moving along. I've been super positive, daily affirmations. Then lost a couple of pounds and, went bald and a whole new look, whole new feel. I was blessed during this time. Y'all see on that table over there, that big screen, that big monitor? Somebody heard my music one day. We was having something for the 4th of July. And the right person heard my music and was like, "That's you?" I said, "Yeah." Long story short, I ended up getting all brand new studio equipment. So I have a full-fledged studio with Pro Tools and Logic Pro and all of that stuff. Studio monitors for the first time in 20 years. Since I've been producing.
You was back in the day taping, tape deck.
Well, nah, just headphones. You know what I'm saying? That's all I ever produced was headphones. Now I actually have studio monitors where I can listen to everything.
And look at it.
Yeah. And so now my music quality is just through the roof right now. So with that, I'm going to audio engineering school next month. Yeah. Just damn. Taking a nine-month course. So, yeah.
You talk about the girl.
I'm still single.
I want to know.
So, let me tell you what happened.
So I'm going to say, what?
We finally hooked up. Matter of fact, the day we went to, me and Rock went to on Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. I hooked up with her later that day. I realized that I wasn't ready.
Okay.
I kind of got.
You ain't gotta be ready.
When it was face to face, it was kind of like, I don't really. This
not didn't vibe with her.
This ain't right.
Well, no, she's cool. I just mentally. This is like right at the beginning of counseling, and it was just like. I'm just not ready.
Brother, chemistry is a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you know you're not ready for the responsibility that comes along with saying you care and love somebody,
yeah,
then you got to back away.
She's a cool person, too. You know what I mean? I hate that.
He ain't trying to hurt her.
Yeah.
You know he ain't ready.
Man, but it's 2020.
I would have wasted her.
They trying to hurt you.
I would have wasted her time.
It's not just us no more, man.
No, I feel you. The game has done changed.
The game has changed. Like,
I didn't want to waste her time. She's a good person. I didn't want to waste her time and, you know, drag her along and just.
Yeah, I knew the game was beat when all my favorite rappers started getting
in relationships.
Legitimately married.
Yeah.
Like, Killer Mike is legitimately married. That's a nigga I've grown up listening to, idolizing everything. Corey Holcomb is legitimately married.
Wait, no. He left.
They back together.
Okay.
They going through it or whatever, okay. But you know, but all my Gucci man, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 2 Chainz, mm-hmm. Lil Wayne, all these niggas is legitimately married.
Like Gucci.
And like
whole baby
shunning the side chick shit. And I'm like,
and
damn.
And WAP comes on the radio.
And then WAP comes on. So it's like, what? You know, so it's two sides
and
of the game.
And Cardi's married.
And Megan's shot.
Man, that's cool.
By a two foot.
The game,
three,
I mean, since the Jackie O Trina, you know, back in them days, what's this lady name? It's a black and white video or picture of her sitting.
Not my neck, my back. Kia Kai.
In the '30s and 40s,
yeah,
it was
a chick talking about 30s,
about her pussy and
pussy and shit.
This ain't nothing new.
Wasn't it Josephine Baker?
No, it's another lady.
The Betty Boop, like, who was the Betty
Boop? The lady that's saying we gonna do the Wang Wang Doodle.
Probably her. Yeah. But no, there's always been explicit ass
Millie,
songs.
Millie
man.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was cold.
People be acting like women.
It's always been explicit ass songs. But the game has changed so much to us, like, it's two sides. You got the whore and the wife.
Yeah.
It used to be, you know, just one girl.
I think I'm a lot closer to being ready now. You know what I mean?
Wait, huh?
I think I'm a lot closer to being ready now.
So when
Memorial Day, he was ready now.
It's been 6
this
months.
This was some months ago.
But wait, is this the same chick that we've been talking about all this time?
Yeah.
So you done already wasted all this time? All her
No.
You just said you don't want to waste her time.
Hold on.
Put boundaries up since the very beginning.
No, so like we quit talking back in what, May? And I've had time to just kind of like.
She basically trying to say you wasted her time.
No, I said I didn't want to waste. See, it was only phone conversations.
I know what you said.
It was only phone
conversations. You said you don't want to waste her time, but what I'm saying is we've been hearing about this girl for almost a whole year now.
No. It was just January.
It was just January.
It wasn't January.
That's when we met.
Because when it's meant to be, it doesn't matter how long it takes you to get there.
Shay, just because you run through them don't mean nothing.
First of all, I don't run through them.
That rock song.
I run through them as much as she does. I just don't be giving them no titles.
I don't run through them.
I don't be making
them. I'm retired, okay?
You ain't what?
I'm retired.
From what?
I can't tell about that bathing suit.
Oh, the bathing suit was just for me.
But hold on. Let's stay there. Let's put the kickstand down.
It's cool that y'all know each other. So it's kind of like when y'all do.
It didn't work.
Yeah, we not
be like, I can get up.
Don't ignore me. You see me talking across this room.
Oh, my bad. What I do?
Who are you in Florida with?
Huh?
Humping.
Hold on. I can tell
you. What part was humping?
Who are you in Florida with?
Look at pictures.
I was in Florida with my homegirl.
It's a homegirl.
She lying.
Those are homegirl pictures.
No, I was.
You see how she said it?
Because no man is going to let you turn around.
The picture's my homegirl. So I had a photographer.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so I had got a photographer.
It was a guy friend.
So those are perfect. No, it was a white lady named Mary.
She flew out there with you?
No. Oh. I found her in Florida.
Okay.
And she did.
I wonder why I don't put eyelashes on the bottom too.
I usually do when I'm not wearing a strip.
I'm not.
It's so.
But speaking of eyelashes, a white dude in Florida told me that he was like, "You're so sexy." He was like, "But I'm scared of you." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because of your eyelashes."
That's left eye.
He said, "I'm scared you're going to bat me away."
That's why I'm scared.
It was very culturally inappropriate.
Have you seen those thighs, girl?
Thick thighs save lives.
They take them. They take them.
They did that to a few, too.
I'm just chilling. My attention has to be there.
Back page. Like, why are you even fucking with these kids, man?
My attention is with the kids. You
kids
know what
go to sleep at night. You, hey.
You know, they done been through enough. I don't need to bring nothing in.
When you go out to the car room, you need yours, I'm brother. Chilling. I'm more worried about yours than you are, and that's not good.
I done did my dirt, man.
Hopefully, I get to the age where it's like, I done did my dirt. I'm good.
I'm chilling, man. I'm
here like August. I'll see the next session. Next podcast we have. Talking about entanglement.
Y'all trying to find a third?
Somebody in entanglement.
I don't want no entanglements.
Goddamn.
Moving along.
It's just good that both of y'all know y'all some hoes, and when y'all get done, y'all can just, you know, be like,
dude. It was fun while it lasted.
I'm going to take them leftovers.
Wow.
And then I'll see you at the podcast on Tuesday.
That is hilarious.
That's good. I had two relationships where me and the person, girl. I don't want to say person. I'm bisexual, but I'm not bisexual, right?
Wait, what does that mean?
Like, have sex with you and bi. Like, oh, bisexual, okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm B-U-I sexual.
Okay. Just want you to make sure you explain yourself.
But I'm not B-I
sexual. We have different fans.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know.
Just in case you wanted to put yourself out there.
I'm good. But me and the girl knew each other with some hoes. And it was just like the greatest relationship. Because it was like, there was no expectation. But then we caught feelings. That was the fucking crazy part.
See?
That was the crazy part. It always happens. I don't know why.
You can't love these hoes.
Yes, you can. Okay. Yes, you can.
I don't know why this dark cloud is hovering over you.
But now isn't this the era of turning hoes turning into housewives?
Yeah,
housewives?
Cardi B became one.
Cardi B said she wasn't ever a hoe. She
the only hoe that ain't turned into a housewife?
Who?
Trina.
She doesn't have to. She has enough money. She ain't got to be nobody's
hoe.
But she can't find nobody. She wants
them
kids.
Girls from the South
nobody.
Be having a problem sometimes, though.
Nah, it's more girls from north of the Mason-Dixon line with the goddamn issue.
No, it's not.
No, I'm saying not try problems in general.
It's going to be
actually
real
getting married.
You see?
Case
in
point.
I'm talking about getting married.
Hostility. Like, no, marriage in the South ain't a thing no more. We outlawed that shit when we got rid of God.
Dudes
and Jesus.
Don't want them or something. I don't know what's happening.
When we left the church, we left marriage.
My daughter had a little friend, and her mom came over. It was a bit flirty with me. Oh, you shut up! And they swear up and down that we like each other.
Yeah, probably do.
Yeah, probably do. Like each other. You know. You're supposed to bring her over here and be like, y'all want a room? Put some wine out here on the table.
I used to coach middle school football, and that was the most ass I've ever gotten.
Man.
Middle school mama be.
Man. Because they right at the age
them little league mama.
Where it's like, you know, and they like... Like Tasha, they would look. All of them look just like that.
Not like a little evil.
And they was on some. Oh my God, you are so good with the kids. Let me cook for you. That's the first time I got food. She was 34. I think I was like 20, 23, 24. She had some age on me. Yeah, she had some.
Put it on you.
Nick, if you listen to this right now, please call me 404-992-8822.
Hilarious.
I miss you, bitch. Anyway, I remember those days. Go ahead, knock her down. Ain't nothing wrong with it. She know what it is. You know what it is. And when y'all get done, you need
to meet somebody in Publix or something.
Right. And
that's probably where I'm going.
Friends.
You know what?
I don't think that no parents should talk to any of their kids.
Oh, no.
Friends,
no.
Parents. Because what if y'all shit go left? Now the kids got to stop being friends.
No,
because y'all not friends.
The only one who get clout is
the little girl mama be like, the little girl be like, I want to go see her. And she be like, nah.
I'm probably gonna find my next baby mama in Kroger since I stay in there so much. I cook now.
Listen, don't sleep on the cooking. See, every now and then people put put thirst trap pictures up. I put my thirst trap. That's when I put my plate up.
Now with that damn head on that bitch, that ain't trapping. Listen,
you just because you don't like head, don't mean that everybody else.
I like head. I don't think she has a problem.
Okay, because they like all these.
Thank
heads,
you, Eddie.
I think
these plates. They be like,
if you go down there, it's
that don't mean I'm a cook for them.
Full size bed.
The plates.
A mini fridge. Full of beer.
Shut up.
It's probably a one-bedroom apartment down there, so you can get real comfortable. She wants you to be down there for a minute. So just know your jaw might lock up. My jaws are killing
me
right now.
My jaw has never locked. I've been doing this for a long time.
I had a TMJ for meeting pussy one time.
Been doing this for a long time.
So you and the wifey, y'all good?
No, I'm not letting nothing come between me and her. Okay. The fuck?
I'm not paying
no more child support, goddammit. It is what it is.
Okay, I seen a post on your Instagram page. Either you went through somebody's phone or somebody went through your phone.
You don't remember, huh?
Man, look, it's been
and while you're looking at that, you had another interesting post about the ladies who still wear the ring on the other hand.
I already done told them hoes. It's been like two or three times I done encountered a girl. She sent you a picture or you catch on video chat. You be like, or you see it in person, you be like, they like to put that old engagement or wedding ring on a different finger and be like, well, it was mine. Bitch, I don't give a fuck.
Somebody's reminiscing.
Put that shit up.
What's the problem of her still wearing
first
her
of all,
jewelry?
It's tacky as fuck. It's tacky. It's tacky as fuck.
But why? Because she wears the ring?
Get it mounted onto a necklace or made into something else. But why the fuck you still walking around here wearing a ring from a past relationship?
It was a wedding ring from her mom or something that was passed down.
Because that relationship meant something to her.
No. If it was a wedding ring passed down from her mama, usually it's the guy taking a wedding ring from his mama or his grandma. If your mama gave
you
a wedding
ring. My mom has given me, so my dad has bought her 3 rings already. Mm-hmm. I have her very first one. My sister has her second one, and then she's wearing her third.
Is mom still here with us?
Yeah, she's at the house.
Give her fucking ring back until you get back.
No, she passes her jewelry down.
Yeah, but still. That's fine, but were you planning to use that ring as your wedding ring?
No, I actually wear it on my other hand.
Okay, I'm talking about women who have been engaged.
But that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't know that.
I always know.
Actually, no, since I took my ring off, it's been in the closet.
I always know.
Maybe the relationship meant something to the girl.
No. It's things that mean stuff to us all the time. You should not be pursuing somebody else, meeting them for brunch with this big ass ring from your most recent relationship that you swear you over now.
Is that
intimidating?
Right. No, I don't see the
because
that
shit turns me on. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Every time I've seen it, I just go, oh. And they be like, what? And I look at their finger, and I don't say anything after that, but I never see it again after that. Because women don't want you being friends with your exes. They want to know why you ain't cleaned off your Facebook photos. They want to know why you still got photos in your phone.
I don't care if your photos still there.
They want to know.
Because you go through my page, they still there.
The generalization now. A lot of women are like that about real petty stuff that I don't care about.
Yeah.
But the point is still the same. If you ever in your life come at me about something like that, but I've seen you wearing a ring from a past relationship,
gotcha.
But I bet you ain't over your whoever, whatever.
So she's talking about the ring, but if I come back over to your house and that bitch paint and sip shit still sitting in the corner, it's going to be a problem. Over her, y'all not together.
Goddamn.
Listen, we would never.
Let's just be clear.
Yeah, you
listening?
It's murky.
There was only one person sitting on these seats that was engaged to be married.
No, that ain't got to do with it.
There was only one person.
You talking about extra
point
stuff.
Taken.
Listen, I'm talking about extra
let
stuff.
Let me be clear. I was never in a committed relationship.
Mm. Well, you better get rid of the paint and sip cups in the corner.
Ooh.
Until you got something to replace it.
Oh, I'll bring you something.
She's not going to replace it. After y'all get done, she's going to get up, and it's going to be...
Why do you keep making the scissors?
Because I don't see it happening no other way.
I just think it's kind of tacky. And usually when they talk about it, they be like, well, that's because this ring is nice. And I'd be like, bitch, so what? Put it on an earring. Put it on a necklace. I'm not saying that you got to, like, forget about it and throw it in the lake or nothing. Technically, the law said you're supposed to get that ring back. But anyway...
Oh.
I wish I would.
The law says you're
now
supposed to give an engagement ring back.
But mine didn't even ask for it back. I did offer it back.
Y'all still good?
I don't talk to him.
She better not talk to him.
Man, that's crazy.
I haven't talked to him at all.
Have she you answered any late not. Night?
Have we do it?
Let's just see if we...
I haven't seen him or talked to him.
She better the fuck not. talk about some sipping paint pictures in the corner.
I just want to see if it's... Hold on, I want you to look me in the eye to tell me it wasn't no...
You can't see from the eyelashes. Don't even try.
I just want to make sure.
I let it do like this.
Damn, man. I got to
really... I'm ready. You ready?
Oh, that's crazy. I knew it was going to happen, though.
Oh, man.
I knew it was going to
happen. I was rooting for you.
We was rooting for you, though.
I was not.
I was rooting for myself.
I wasn't gonna stop.
I didn't want that to happen to you. You don't want them problems.
Yeah, they was problems, all right, but
they
gone.
You didn't want them issues, man. You need yourself a nice, lame nigga who ain't never had too much pussy before, and so you can put that golden monkey on him so he can act right because he know is thick thighs save lives. That's what you need, man. I'm gonna find you one too.
You need
look, I have to go lay on Eddie's couch.
What you mean?
I know. I'm going to
get you one, man. I got one for you, I think. He a real estate agent. He make about $500,000 a year, but boy don't get no pussy. None. He lame as fuck.
I don't need nobody who don't know what they doing.
He know,
I ain't got time to teach you.
I feel like, okay, he's 6'5", and he's 260. He's lame because he don't know how to talk to women as big as he is. He speaks like he's Tory Lane. But he looks like LeBron James.
Well, I don't want nobody shooting me in my foot either.
No, he's not aggressive. He's like, he's timid as fuck. And
I don't
women,
want no timid woman. I know a woman don't want no timid man.
Aggression from him, but he's like so big, he has the opposite mind.
But you don't have to be
he's like,
so
I'm big
other,
as fuck, so
in other words,
I
have my
he'll
way.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that.
Nah, she ain't gonna want no pussy.
He's not... It's he does. He's timid. He's the most
look,
timid.
Look, he's passionate about me. I wish I could see his hands.
He's a gentle motherfucker.
He's passionate.
I've been fucking with this
is
nigga
he
man for a long time. He's cool as
but
a
is
fool.
He
does he have kids?
No kids.
How
never
old
been
is he?
Married. He's 29 my age.
Oh, he's young.
Oh no.
Yeah, that might be what you need.
That might be what you need.
Let me tell you something. I tried
you
to
already
entertain.
Got my break my back hand.
I tried to entertain
reverse that great.
A young dude. Well, not
I
even young.
No
he was the same
girl.
Age as me. And when I say...
Nah.
He's 6'5".
What was it? Just the experience? Or he was listening
it just
to
felt
NBA
like,
young boy? Like,
it felt like I was just...
I feel like
gonna have to whoop
back,
him and put him in timeout. Like I felt like I was dealing with a kid.
I feel like younger
like he
people today
like, it
ain't how we were when we were younger.
Yeah, no, it's no,
they're
not
like
they're
me.
Not as mature.
They're not like us.
And then I think for me, I'm so used to being handled a certain way that the average 30-year-old I meet cannot meet my standards.
I'm not being mean right now, but isn't the younger ones aren't they like the crack babies?
No.
Aren't they from that generation?
The younger ones
oh,
coming up now?
Was,
yeah.
Was
well, technically, I was born in a crack baby
was,
era, but I ain't no
crack
baby.
Ass,
yeah, so. Me and my cohort, we good. 84. We good.
Well, see, that's what crack hit. But it, you didn't see the effects
them
of it. Crack
was getting pregnant then.
But you didn't see the effects of it until...
To the 90s.
Yeah, the 90s.
Yeah, so, you know, young Dolph is a crack baby. Yeah, so, that's me. That's me. That's my era.
All I know is the younger girls don't
90s kids them. Were raised by Ain't Shit Club
I want
bitches.
To leave me alone. If you're under 35.
Mamas who left them at home to babysit themselves.
Mama be back ass bitch.
Hold on, you said if you're under 35, that's
leave
your.
Leave me alone.
That's your late.
No, under 35, leave you alone.
We'll talk about this later, honey. If you're under 35, you have to be a certain type of woman who carry herself a certain type of way and handle her shit a certain type of way.
Oh, you want, you need a bitch. 28, 29
year old.
Champagne, I don't mind. You don't mind. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
32.
Okay.
Oh, that's
no. You right?
But
so
she not right. She on the cusp.
She on the cusp. I'm gonna tell you. No. I'm gonna tell you about that 30-year-old range. Like, nah.
I don't like it no more.
It ain't it. When about 32, 33, when you coming out of it,
see,
on the later
no,
end of that.
Ro is saying that shit because
women be
between
going
the age of
27
to 33. A woman hits her sexual prime.
Is that what it is?
No, that's,
what it
that's
is.
Been his argument
and,
since day one.
And he know a chick like Tasha who knows what she want, how she want it, when she want it, where she want it, how she want it, she going to be demanding and Rowan got the back for that
like,
shit
no
more.
They are not all like that.
I was dating.
Broken. They don't know which fucking way is up or which fucking day is down. They struggle so much to validate themselves and be like, I'm a woman now. They struggle when they hitting 30, a lot of women. They be like, well, who the fuck am I?
Is that,
I just got out of a 5-year-long relationship with some fuckboy. Like, they don't fucking be knowing.
I dated this girl. She was around 30. And that was probably, what, 5 years
she
ago?
She 30.
She all right. She cool. From Mississippi. Country little thing.
Strong city.
But I see her now, and it's like, just to see how mature she is at, like, 34, 35.
Yeah, because
like,
the pussy played out the game. She had to tighten up.
You crazy.
Nah, it looked like
45
thing.
Is that
it,
is that
it might be that
age.
Why.
I don't know about no 45.
No, 45
is where it's at. They got Jaguars. By 45,
the pussy ain't even got
no. If you listen to this, I don't
want
to talk
more
to you, but you know, it wasn't a good time.
I won't speak on shade, but I ain't just going to say she might not be lying. And that's all I'm
45?
Saying. 45? That's all I'm saying.
You mean I'm not doing no good fucking right now?
45 is perfect.
I'm doing some good fucking right now.
We're talking about women. We ain't talking about men.
Oh, okay.
That's when the pills kick in.
I don't know what's wrong with men bodies, but if you think you fucking now, champagne, wait till you hit like 45.
I don't want to see champagne 45.
Yeah. I may need to retire by
it's
the time
I'm saying.
Is it almost like it's that last push?
Ooh,
like,
that might be what it is.
I wouldn't give it all I got.
It'd be good.
But it just go to it'd another level. Oh, so
you
I've heard.
45-year-old turnover and they want to use some sneakers. It'd be good.
Or so I've heard.
It was a 10-year gap.
Or just cash out you money for no reason. But so I've
know,
heard.
Had those
just because
45.
So I've heard.
I like 45.
Who's 45 that I know?
All you 45 and up women out there, I'll even take you up to about 55 because you're preparing for retirement a week or two. You don't want no
55.
More kids. I'm with it.
Mm.
Have you seen
this? I'm just saying she might be on something. I may have nibbled and dabbled here and there.
You need to dabble some more.
Fuck dibbling.
What you dibbling and dabbling in?
I'm trying to make that
I'm saying
right now.
Look, there go the scissors.
Ain't y'all going to figure that thing on out real quick?
I don't quite think it's going to be the scissor thing going on, but that's just my opinion.
It's a one-bedroom apartment down there. I looked at them pictures. I might have looked at them pictures for about a good 15 minutes. I was like, I ain't never looked at Tasha like that before in my life.
Oh, my God.
In my life.
Me neither.
I didn't know she had that wagon, boy. That wagon had two filled up tires on that joker, boy. She had some extra tires, too. I like them extra tires.
We ain't got nobody here for him to, talk nasty to.
Okay.
Tell her come next time.
I wasn't talking nasty. I'm not talking. I'm just saying I'm stating facts.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
Stating facts. Oh, Nikkei?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she got a boyfriend now. I'm going to snitch on
what?
Her.
What?
Yeah, pussy ass
no,
nigga.
No. Hold on.
Goof ass.
Is he on the Instagram?
Nah.
Then it ain't real.
Look.
If she ain't posted on social
hold
media.
Hold on. No. But hold on. There might be something to that. Because my question for her, again, being creepy on y'all pages, why was she installing a ponytail and eyelashes? And who was it for?
Full boy. I texted her the other day.
She sent this message saying
how
she needs somebody to DM her.
I said the same
thing. These girls in the middle of this pandemic have been getting their hair done, getting their nails done, putting their eyelashes on, going out into empty parking lots up against buildings with graffiti on it, and taking pictures and like blowing themselves up.
Yeah.
That don't mean shit.
Annie, are you okay?
Man, you sound hurt.
No, I'm just what they doing.
My baby is
these
not
funky
hurt.
Bitches been out here doing crazy shit. Like, goddamn.
Right. No, I'm good. I'm just saying that. You can't look at nothing a woman posts on social media and think it is an actual reflection of her life.
No, but we've
my
seen
my posts are actual reflections
not
of life.
Not the
you,
man. They just be out here doing shit.
We've seen Tasha,
you pretty
person.
Accurate.
She got that wagon.
I'm going to say mine's is.
You might got some deeper, darker stuff. I mean, we all do. So,
no.
Man, I want to go through Tasha's hard drive one day.
No, you can't. No. Oh, my God.
I don't want to go through her hard drive. I want to go through her heart.
Yeah. Through her pussy.
You cannot go through my hard drive.
What will we find in your hard
drive? Yeah, I can find
oh my God.
Y'all hate letters.
On the hard drive?
Man.
Some of everything. Some of everything.
It's gonna fuck
you
up.
I got four laptops.
If some people out here that I no longer talk to knew it was good for them,
man,
they would never cross me.
I said the same thing. Oh no,
they would never cross
no
me.
No phone is without
you. Like being on video, huh? Oh,
because one thing I will say when it comes to dudes, now females are a little, you know, but dudes,
I'm listening.
Y'all send shit and don't think twice.
Oh no. So look,
y'all send stuff, and I mean when y'all send stuff, like females, you might get the pictures without the head.
Yeah, definitely.
You might can identify me by a tattoo on my body.
Yeah.
Dudes. Oh, y'all sitting here cheesing and everything.
Man.
When I say the way y'all send stuff,
trying to hold
y'all
that
will
thing.
Set y'all
man,
own
you
self
booty
up.
Hole or something.
Oh, I know.
With his face turned around like the girls do.
Listen,
I got some pics that will ruin some
girl. Shout out to Jasmine, man, from the coast. I ain't talked to the hell in a couple days, but. She has a thing. She put it on Facebook. If you send her a dick pic, she's going to send it to me. And I'm going to post it. And
well,
I'm going to tag
I don't even send them to people. I actually have posted people. And people who husbands that slide in, I didn't call people out and posted receipts with it.
Oh,
I'll politely
God.
Ask you one or two times.
Wow.
Stay the hell away. And if you keep going, cool. That to me, if you keep going after I warn you,
trying to talk to me,
that's telling me that you okay for the world to know. So I'm gonna go on and put it out there.
I don't put people out there when they got husbands and they try to talk to me. I just let them know if it's not beneficial.
You didn't hear what I said. I let them know at least twice.
But I'm saying I don't care if they hit me up because they got to give me money or something for it to be beneficial.
Ah,
if it ain't beneficial, then you.
Hey, you know what? With all we live in a toxic
man. God damn,
the world is fucked up.
It's like walking through a dark forest in a.
We don't hold Jumanji.
Oh my God.
Yes. I don't even know how to talk to women anymore these days.
Do you?
I turn into a whore.
During quarantine?
Turn into?
A verbal whore.
Oh.
So,
no,
but.
Like, I don't want to be bothered, but when I do talk to somebody, I'm giving them Billy Dick.
You're just a slut.
Show me your pussy, bitch. Like, what the fuck?
So, the thing that scares me, I guess it's just this whole Me Too, YouTube era that we're in.
It's called Us Too era.
Us Too, and you don't know what you can say and what you can't say.
Say it all.
They don't work with you.
Say it all.
Say whatever the fuck you want to say. But you just need to be cautious. You need to be cautious about, like, how you come at somebody, feel their vibe out, to know whether they're going to want to talk to you again.
But see, that goes back to the question I had earlier, like, why do certain things matter? Or why do we overlook
elaborate
certain things? So like, we all know what type of society we live in, right?
Yeah.
So we know that some people may be more sensitive if they're talking about, you know, homosexuality or anything or being addressed to certain things. And then you have some people who really just don't give a damn. Like they know who they are, they're comfortable, it's whatever.
Right.
But it's kind of like, we know this type of the world, but of course, everybody's supposed to be equal and seen the same. But if you already know what type of society you in, like, why does it?
I mean, we already know what kind of country we live in, but we still gonna talk shit.
Do we know what type of country we live in for
when
real?
When they try us, are we not?
I mean, your
but
president, your president.
Saying, why are we gonna get so aggressive?
But I don't think it's about people getting aggressive. I think it's about blatant, direct disrespect. You see me getting out my car to go inside a convenience store. You say, hey, Dyke, you're going to get whatever's coming.
Them fighting
you
words.
You go on Facebook and you run write you a little status about gay people in general, your thoughts, dialogue. That's on you expressing your feelings. But when you directly come for somebody,
that's fighting
you
words.
Need to be ready for whatever they bring back.
But okay, so
I'm not saying I would do anything. I'm just saying.
But I'm saying if we have
that thing in
freedom,
your pocket,
if we have freedom of speech.
You don't have freedom of
speech. Hold on. The Constitution says that I have the right to say and feel how I want to feel and what I want to say. So now I get if I directly like the scenario just said, you get out and I just come at you.
Right.
But if in my mind that is how I address people or that's how I was raised, that's what happens. Like I'm not coming at you intentional like that, like how you received it.
No.
You're gonna run into the person that
teaches.
There's
only one way to perceive that. No.
I'm just saying, because you got some people, like growing up, calling people coons and stuff like that. Like, we've heard crackers. Like, that was.
Like Terry Cole. Like Terry, with Terry Crews.
Crews, yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's just a little. I mean, okay, we already know you have to have thick skin, depending on how many minority stripes
unfortunately,
you have.
Unfortunately, yes.
I get that. I strongly doubt someone who has a good temperament, who has shit to lose, like their freedom, they actually care, is going to let some Karen or whatever, you know, say something to them and take them out of their element and out of themselves to make them fuck up something.
You know, I don't think the Karen issue wasn't that. The Karen issue was like, you're impeding on my life as I was going. Like, I'm going to the store. You as a Karen was like, why are you in here? And it's like,
right.
Because it's the store.
But I'm just saying, like, people like that all the time. But that don't mean you don't need to cuss a bitch out sometimes.
No, you didn't slap the bitch.
But that's what I'm saying. It's different levels.
No.
To how
always,
people choose
if
to
anybody
respond.
No, come on.
I made it very clear though. We're in a space and time right now where especially younger folks, but I feel like it should be the older people because they don't live their life. You ain't just gonna say what you want to say. They're gonna slap the shit out of you immediately. Some people be like, "Fuck it,
nah.
I'm tired."
No, it's total opposite. We a bunch of bitch made motherfuckers.
It's
too many motherfuckers getting shot.
If I hadn't seen it, I wouldn't believe it. But if I see it, then
it's too many motherfuckers getting shot and ain't shit happening behind it. There's a whole white boy walking down the street with an M16 the other day.
Man, that's
right. Yeah, they shot up some people and they let him go.
And that white boy was able to walk down the street.
Yeah, I get that.
So there's a bunch of bitch made motherfuckers. As soon as he started dumping, somebody out there had a gun too. They should have dumped on his ass back. And if you ain't have a gun, that's your first fucking problem right there. But I'm not going to even get into that. It's just too much shit going on for motherfuckers not to be busting back. I'm not going to say bust back at the police because I got cousins who are police. And that's wrong. But a random motherfucker out here causing havoc and mischief and trouble, man, please, if you got one, use it.
Don't do it, Champagne.
We almost started out. We went down a rabbit hole, but we were talking about you not being able to talk to women and not knowing what was okay for you to say to them.
It's so hard not to.
And all I was saying was, you just say what you have to say. But you know, if you come at a woman real explicit and nasty, you might turn her off.
But then I see examples of people, like, with guys just, like, coming at them the most subtlest way. You know, just subtly.
And, hey, how you doing?
I've just seen, like, cases like that where they just get turned into, like, something totally different to where you just never know how people are going to take things.
I've never seen anybody type, hey, how you doing? And somebody took it wrong.
Well, not, hey, how you doing? I see
a dude standing at a woman, looking her up and down, looking at her ass, saying, hey, how you doing? And she might feel offended.
Okay.
It's more to it than just what you say. Okay.
Now, I'll tell you right now, you can't come to me and do what she just did and think that. It's not that I get offended, but I'm going to correct you.
Okay, correct me, buddy.
How do we come out of a champagne in 2020?
Child, please.
How do you
You hungry?
Shit, depending on where we going to eat it. No, but no, you can't, like,
she's not playing, y'all.
I know, I'm dead serious. Like, you can't come to me and look, whatever looks you doing, you better get all that shit out the way before you even come speak to me. Like, you can't,
eye contact, right?
Yeah, like, you can't come here and look at me, don't hey what's up me, don't hey shawty me, don't hi, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Act like you went to school. Act like you was taught, you know, proper grammar. What's up? Act like you can pronounce your words.
When the Northeast just came out of
yoga. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, don't, and I've had dudes, I have females. It don't matter. You come at me like that, like, it irks.
You know what girls like? Hey, what? Beautiful, how you doing?
They don't like this shit.
No, not
they really. Like it for they people like that they shit. Like. If they don't like you, they be like,
not really, because I ain't gonna lie. I get tired of hearing. To me, it's kind of like.
So what do you want to hear is what, hey, I'm ugly. Asking.
She want to hear something that's going to intrigue her, just, but not disgust her at the same time.
Yeah. No, I want to know what you want to hear.
Like, some, like, it's not about what I want to hear. It's sometimes just.
Tell them what you want to say.
Sometimes just, that. Hello.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Hey.
How are you? Like, it's a lot of people who will sit here and say, like, I've given my number out, right? They will text. Ain't no damn good morning, good afternoon, hello, how are you? It's straight, what you doing? Nigga, ignoring your ass. That's what I'm doing.
Damn.
You gotta be
like, you don't even know if I'm, like, you don't know if I'm alive, I'm okay. Like,
see, these are little tidbits.
I hate that. Like, it's just, no, it's not tidbits, it's just common sense.
You just gotta fake the funk until you get them in the pocket.
Like, when you come to work, right?
You get them in the pocket, you can say what you're doing randomly.
Oh, shut up. Like, when you come to work.
She not too far from
when you walk into your job, if somebody approach you, and just go straight in. You're going to wonder, like, well, shit. You say
they
hi. But in your head, you're going to be like, okay, well, hello, good morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, some type of common courtesy.
But that ain't a job. Y'all ain't no job.
Getting to know somebody is a job.
What? Women aren't a job? Women ain't a job?
Well, it depends on what your intentions are.
Carisha said she a job.
True. That's more of a job. I know I'm a job. I'm a whole full-time job. And I come with benefits. You will walk away with premium benefits.
You hear this?
However.
You provide pet insurance?
I might could tweak a little thing or two. But yeah, I am a job. So
women are a job, man.
They say if you enjoy what you do, you'll never feel like you've worked.
Because I'm the best. I'm one of the best things it is, but I know I'm a headache too.
You a fucking pain in the ass. What are you talking about?
You like it.
I do, but it's not
the. But why?
Why?
Everybody's annoying.
Why I'm a headache?
Uh-huh. Everybody is annoying.
I know what I bring. And I don't bring no lightweight shit. And I'm not saying that in a.
I mean, do I got to walk around in the house with a daishiki on all day and fight the power? Like, what are you saying? What does that mean?
No, you don't have to walk around in no daishiki, but you have to. I can't deal with nobody who don't already have their ducks in a row.
Gotcha.
Just however those ducks may look, like, you cannot come to. My children have their ducks in a row.
Yeah.
So if my 12 and 16-year-old have their ducks in a row, damn for sure, as a man coming in my house or coming together, period, you need to come.
You're an easy together. Mary, though. You're an easy Mary.
Uh-oh. I'm an easy what?
You're an easy Mary. My homegirl's not an easy Mary. I tell her this all the time. She's 30. Nobody knows who I'm talking about. She's 32. She has a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old, crazy as all hell, you know, and she's just a hard Mary. And Tasha's not a hard Mary. She has a 16-year-old and a 12-year-old. I'm done. Walking into that situation, I'm done.
Do you feel like you're an easy Mary?
If you want to put it in his aspect, yes. Yeah, but, I mean, even to me, I feel like yes, because at the end of the day, I'm already, and I hate to say it like that, I'm already raised.
Seasoned.
Yeah, like, why, I don't, like, you're coming into a situation part. That's already made.
Yeah, but no,
like,
no,
knows who she is that, and what she wants.
Yeah, because with me,
it only gets complicated when you meet a woman who doesn't really know who she is, doesn't really know what she wants, and doesn't really know what she's going.
Yeah, because no, with me, you're just coming in, you're coming into
even if she's
an already made situation, you're coming into
chivalry,
a good catch. Like, at the end of the day, I have, you coming into the picture is just extra. It's a benefit. And yeah, it should, I feel like it should be like that for me, too, if I'm coming into a picture with somebody.
Yeah, don't come in here looking for me to complete you, right?
No, like you're coming into an already completed situation. Like, we're financially stable. Like, we know what we're doing. We got our we got the whole American, quote-unquote,
so
dream.
A woman like that, what does she expect a man to bring to that
too
financially?
Damn much. His own self and
no,
his own
I just
shit.
No, I just need to know that whoever that person is coming in literally on the same playing field. And not to carry me, like, I don't want to stop working. I don't want to do none of that. But in a sense of, if shit go left and drop, for some reason something happens, I know that you can carry the household.
Gotcha.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
But at this point, we living. Like, we're good. Okay. Like, it's not a need on neither end. Like, we can suffice together, but we're just living.
Gotcha.
We're enjoying life. Hmm. Whatever he decides he wants to do, cool. We're going to do it.
Maybe it's my 29-year-old brain that ain't trying to hear that shit.
I'm really into picking people's brain lately.
That's not how we be seeing it when we be looking for a wife. Cause
give me your spiel.
Because at this point, the likelihood of me finding somebody on my level, no matter how far up I keep going, is unlikely. It happens, but it doesn't happen like that because I don't date men.
But why do you think you feel like it's unlikely?
Because I'm looking at the data from the women that I've talked to.
You're
the women
very data-oriented.
So I'm going based on sheer fact and numbers, whether it actually materialized. No. Whether it materialized or not, some of the women who are on a financial type of stability, all that other stuff, they come with so much other shit that they have all the money in the world, but they hate themselves. You can't love somebody who hates themselves.
That.
So it's like most women who still have a good heart, you know, they can think logically, they have common sense, they've already been raised, they don't need to be raised, they can adult by themselves. And even if they, you know, people have little shit they want to get better at financially and all that other stuff, even educational or career-wise, but overall, they're fucking sane, and you can have an intelligent conversation with them.
Yeah.
You know, you can have effective and communication and things like that. They're not going to have... They don't usually have everything that you think you might want, but they're solid enough that where you can say, you know what?
It can evolve into something.
I know what you lack in, I can bring you up there, and what I might lack in, you can bring me up
there. That's dope.
But I'm just saying, the likelihood, a lot of women want to date up. Not you, but a lot of women want to date up. They know they're here and they want to date here. Because they go, well, you know, that's how I was raised, even if they weren't raised.
I was just going to say that's something.
Even if they weren't raised that way, they'll still say that's how I was raised.
And I think that's my thing. So, like, I was raised that way. So, like, my mom has never worked, like, still doesn't work.
You don't say.
So, when I see certain things, like me, I don't want that. Like, I don't. I want to be. But see, for me, I don't want it because I just feel like, even though my mom doesn't want for anything, and she, even my, like, when my dad brings the money, she literally controls everything. Mm-hmm. But my generation ain't cut from the same cloth that my parents' generation is. So,
but they also,
I have an even more intriguing question.
I don't want that.
But the environment, the time, they're not the same as they were.
And I get that, but I'm just saying, I don't want, now I don't mind dating up if that person can have more than me. I'm fine with that. But I don't want to date somebody that.
So you'll date up, but you won't date down.
I have, okay. My preference is not to date down.
I think
down.
That's everybody's.
But book. I have, but no, but I
There's
have.
Some men who really like dating down.
No, they do. Because
it's
they, because they, no, because they're controlling.
They yes.
I was married to one. They're controlling. Now, my preference is not to date down, but I would date down, and I have dated down.
But I got a quick question. Do you think you come across that way?
Come across which way?
Like you only want to date up and you don't want to work.
Oh yeah, I've been told that.
I think you have to carry yourself in a way so that people know that you know your worth.
Yeah. And that's the thing, and I carry myself that way, but I have had people tell me, like I've had people not try to talk to me. And it's funny because I had an interest in a person. But that person had an interest in me. Mm-hmm. But that person would not talk to me or anything like that far as like that level went because he thought that I would never give him the time of day or give him a chance. And he really was a good guy. Like, for me, I knew he wasn't technically.
Were you dropping breadcrumbs?
No.
Okay.
Women like that don't drop breadcrumbs.
Like, I knew he wasn't on my level, I guess, where I was at the time financially. But him as a person, like, he was dope as hell. Like, I digged everything about him as a person. And to me, I've been in a relationship with somebody who financially was more than me, and it was so controlling. It was the worst 10 years of my life. Mm-hmm. So for me, even though I don't appear like I would date somebody, but for me, I'd really rather deal with somebody
that has
a good heart.
But it don't even be the financial part. People just look at you and they say you're intimidating.
Yeah.
I hear that all the time.
That's why I asked you. You think it's just something.
I come off like that, but it's not intentional.
But not for the right people. The right people are not going to look at it and be intimidated. Okay. They're going to look at it and go,
"That's what I want."
Like I come off like that, but it's not intentional. Like I don't intentionally try to come off like that. But
people are going to say it. But that to me, that's
because I have people who think that I'm so conceited and like I think this stuff about myself.
Yeah.
And I'm really, I'm the most down to earth.
It's crazy because I'm cool with so many women like that. That
I mean, you've known me pretty much all my life.
Yeah, I'm on the other side of the fence, like looking and like you're not like that. But
women see men who think they the shit are confident, even arrogant. Yeah. They'd be like, "Ooh, I want that."
Uh-huh. Like, no, the fuck.
You other type of energies when you reverse that, they'd be like. Nah, mainly men feeling intimidated by a woman who owns her shit, who is confident in who she is. You're going to see, I'm not trying to say no men want to talk to a confident woman. I'm absolutely not saying that. But you see more women who are going after the men who they feel have that power, who have status, who have all these other things.
I would agree with that.
But some men shy away from women who they feel have that status if they don't have it. I chill with my homegirl. I ain't gonna put her out there like that. But she goes through these. She would be good for this show, too. We're going to have her as a guest.
Bring her.
And basically, she's telling me how she just started back kind of having little conversations with this dude that she hasn't talked to in like 6, 9, however many months. Because he had an issue with women, with dating a woman who made more money than him. Period. He was like, I would never marry a woman who made more money than me. Off rip. Now, she's a down-to-earth bitch now. She's like, she is cool. Woke, whatever you want to call it, educated, da 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 da, but still down to earth. And like, she's like, he don't be like that. And they clashed because like he struggled with his masculinity. If you ask me, he will not let you pay. It's okay if you say no, baby, I got it. He gets mad if you want to pay.
That's fine. He can pay.
No. But you shouldn't get mad.
He can pay everything.
Yeah, that's
I ain't even gonna stop him.
I just sent for next week. I just sent a great segue because we over at we need to go ahead and wrap it up. I just sent a great article.
You don't want to spend no more time with us. We ain't seen each other in months.
I just don't want the people getting I just happened to run across this article 2 days ago about nice guys.
I love nice girls.
And yeah, I want to touch on that next week. You know. Yeah.
The nice guy.
And
how he finishes last all the time.
Yeah, but this article kind of gets into why.
Thug in you.
Yeah.
They need to know you can get a little crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely. But that's again for next week.
So, yeah. So, we're going to do that for next week, man. So, y'all good? Y'all get all of the shits out?
Yeah.
I ain't really had much shit to get out.
Yeah, I've been chilling. I ain't really been doing nothing.
No.
Premium cannabis and... That's honestly why I was so late. I was smoking and riding, and then, you know, I keep my gun on me to let anybody who fuck with me just understand I'm not going down without a fight. And if they say I did, they lied.
Whoa.
But now I've been smoking some premium cannabis and everything. Got my hemp grower's license from the state of Georgia.
Okay,
so I'm going digital with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm in school, started school two, three weeks ago.
Now, what are you in school for?
Accounting and marketing.
That's right. We talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that.
I like numbers and shit. Started my own company, but I started two companies. It ain't nothing but some paperwork to start a company.
It really is.
So it's like, I don't
know. I know what the first one is, but what's the second?
We investment company. We are strictly an investment company. No touch investment company. We don't touch you or your money. It's pretty much just financial planning and consulting, and we might teach you a couple hustles along the way.
Okay.
So between that and that and school and fucking three kids and, you know what I'm saying?
And kicking old people to the side.
You know what I'm saying? And shout out to her, man. I don't want nobody feeling like
she was she's a friend of the show.
Yeah, she's a friend. She's a friend, period. She's cool. She's cool people. It's just certain things just don't work. Certain things just do not work, man. You know, and it's and that's life. That's just that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Reason, season, what's the other thing?
You know. Reason.
Right, Shay, what's good with you? The shirts?
Yeah. Shirts just popping.
Forget them shirts because she still ain't made mine.
Okay, we got to get shirts for this. Okay,
the logo?
No. Yeah, with the new logo.
My shirt?
Hey, so here's an idea.
See?
Logo on the back.
Name on the front?
Name on the front.
Okay, yeah.
I want my name to say WAP.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, whatever you want.
WAP.
What's that going to cost us? Or are we going to talk off? As soon as
we can hit? Talk offline.
Okay, yeah, I mean, no. It's not
a, you ain't going to ever get it. I still ain't got mine.
No. I want to know what this is going to cost us. She waiting on you to come
over so that y'all can get
it. No,
down.
She was supposed to make my own shirt.
I got to feel your body out in the West Side shirt.
Yeah.
Try to take your shirt off.
But, I like your personal consultancies. So.
Well, you do. I mean, I kind of want to hear about that because I need that.
I don't kiss. Now, you know good and well we couldn't kiss and tell on
him. And you ain't got a tail. Just, you know, like... Hint to
shoot
it.
Shoot a text.
Champagne, what you working on?
So put it. So put it. WAP or MOP. So wet ass pussy or must ass pussy.
Oh, it ain't never musty.
Okay. Sometimes that twang be kind of good. But go.
What you got going on? You selling something?
Yeah, she's selling that thing. It got 293.
I ain't selling
inquiries
nothing.
On that motherfucker. OnlyFans. Shit.
Nope.
Go back to it.
Nope. I'm in the process. I'm gonna start that OnlyFans just for Eddie.
Are you?
Hey, man.
Who ain't paying?
No, he's gonna need to
pay. I'm bisexual. I'm BUI sexual.
But you paying for not seeing nothing pink or areolas or nothing?
Have you? I've bought 7 OnlyFans before. And
7?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a hustle. I support hustlers.
Hustle. Okay,
I don't give a fuck what
I
you
ain't
hustling.
Paying to see nobody. Though.
Pussy, popcorn, powder, Percocet. I don't give a fuck what you hustling. I got you. I know somebody who need it. So,
wow.
No, because my wife, she manages women's OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
Great hustle.
Y'all are just.
Man,
I might
look,
even talk to her.
God damn it. Shit.
She's going to pimp you right on out.
Two things that don't even need a commercial.
Can I get a family discount?
We ain't gonna charge you manage yours, you know what I'm saying? At all. We just gonna make sure it goes to a bigger audience.
Yeah,
I'm making sure that military one. Audience.
So y'all have like a marketing.
Yeah, we bring you in.
What, you
mean,
what was the stripper that got on there? She made like $1 million in like a day.
Yes.
Like the first 24 hours.
Oh, hey, Cardi B has 3 million.
We need y'all services for this damn show.
We own it, man. The COVID came through.
Wait, hold on. Would you say
everything.
Pussy sales? Okay, you're talking about OnlyFans versus a podcast.
Champagne? Would you
Oh, no.
we might be able to talk offline.
If Champagne was taking
everything
back shots, holding up a goddamn out of pocket podcast, they would be like. Man, I'm about to watch this shit after this goddamn. I'm gonna clean up and I'm gonna listen to it because I want to see what she talking about.
That's
the world, man. You know, and really, COVID came through and did something. I have a theory, man. COVID came through and put us back to the Stone Age. It really did,
which wasn't necessarily a bad thing.
Which wasn't a bad thing, you know what I'm saying?
I'm actually glad it did.
Black folks, I've really been because like one thing that my family really enjoyed doing during this COVID, we'll go down lanes with artists. So like we'll pick an artist. And then we'll go down that fucking lane. And then it's so cold. Like, for example, Teddy Pendergrass. If you listen to Teddy P from young Teddy to older Teddy,
I've
you can
been
literally
the same
like,
thing.
You know
I've
saying?
Been doing a lot of the white artists to find out why are you
right.
You know what I'm saying?
We
why
did,
do people?
We did Britney Spears. We did Justin Timberlake, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys. We did the Bee Gees. We went all.
I did David Bowie just recently.
We did David Bowie. Queen. Queen is just they cold.
That's what I want to go do. No, I go back to their first album.
Yes.
Like David Bowie, I went back to like the '60s.
Yes,
and just listen to how he evolved.
Yep.
And it's nothing that I have to take no time out to do. I do it when I'm going to sleep and just let it play.
Yep.
And you just listen to how they evolve. I did the same thing with, I think I started with Barry White, did Pink Floyd.
Barry's cold. Yeah. Pink Floyd's cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teddy P honestly came, he had the biggest transition.
I'm going to check Teddy.
He went from being young and fucking, and you could just tell.
Yeah.
It was that raw sexual energy.
Yeah.
To... He was smooth, uncle at the end of the smoothness. Day. You know what I'm saying? He was uncle teaching you the game. And, yeah. And like, I've been taking a lot of what the older dudes have been doing and how they talk to women.
Mm-hmm.
I've been taking it to
I was just watching a post last night.
Getting pussy,
I was watching a post last night from one of my favorite dudes, Bosco 100.
Mm-hmm.
And he was singing this Barry White song, In Your Mix.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped it, and he was just like, man, that was just player.
Man.
The way that he was just getting at the girl and what happened to the music. Charlie, you know what I mean?
She had no choice but to give him the pussy. 340 pounds. He going to get that ass.
Yeah, man.
He didn't give a fuck. I'm going to eat chicken wings off your back. I don't give a fuck what you talking about. Because what I just said to you, you have no choice.
Dope.
Love TKO. If you are under the age of 29 like me, listen to Love TKO and say that shit to your girl and see if the love don't change in the crib.
Man.
That sex is going to be different.
Yeah.
That's some different fucking they was doing back then.
That's dope. I think I'm finna go back to, I think I'm going to check out Teddy.
Niggas won't even sweat when they fuck no more. You going to sweat when you listen to that shit?
Yeah, I'm going to go do my deep dive. Well, I do a weekly beat showcase. I've been in for like the last month. Really helped me improve on my sound quality, and this is the reason.
I got somebody you need to holler at, man. I got an artist you need to holler at.
What do you say? I need a singer, man.
Right? You need a singer?
Yeah.
I got a singer for
women
you.
Women don't even want to sing no more. Y'all need to listen to Anita. Go down to Anita Baker trip one day.
Do you? What is it, one of these?
It's the OnlyFans bitch. Wop make
singers?
It,
no. That's what she does for a living. She can really sing.
What's her name?
Her name is Satin.
She can't sing.
She can really sing. That's what she, like, literally, that's what she does for
a
living.
She, what?
Monica sings. 1 to 10,
she
too?
What? Solid 6, probably?
She can't sing.
No, she can sing.
Nah, I'm really digging my new stuff and just the quality of it. I've been pushing myself to play more.
I'm going to come do some covers.
For sure. I'm tripping. No. You would be perfect
some
for this.
Covers for
No. Have you heard this woman's voice?
She can't sing.
Shit.
She was too busy singing to the little girl that she kicked out.
Shit.
That left the paint stuff in the corner.
Damn, like, be some solid sex.
I'm gonna talk to you what I'm doing afterwards, though.
We can talk all right.
What you saying? Hey, like a Barry White type thing?
No. Why does she gotta be Barry White? Because
she talks with Barry.
This is the seriously out of pocket podcast. We'll see y'all next week. This nigga over here wilding. Peace out.
Y'all gonna sweat.